The next word we had from this determined young man came when he himself appeared at our door and announced, "My American mother, I am come to your foot." Mother decided to take Yamashita in for the night and to defer until the next day the bad news she intended to give him. That next day never came, for Yamashita quickly endeared himself to us. He could speak practically no English, but he could read and write it well. When we began firing questions at him, he produced a pencil and paper, and in a clear and legible hand wrote, "Write question, please." Thus began an extraordinary session of silent communication that lasted far into that night. Yamashita's written replies told us that he burned with a consuming desire to serve his people. He begged for an opportunity to get an American education. He assured us that he would not become a financial burden, that he was strong and accustomed to labor, and would do any kind of work to repay his expenses. In the morning, we held a family conference. We agreed that Yamashita's intelligence and sincerity entitled him to some assistance. We could not turn away a stranger in a strange land. Father and mother decided to let him remain for a time until they could get him satisfactorily located elsewhere and perhaps started in school. Thus it was that Y. Brian Yamashita, he had already adopted our name, became a member of the family and was given a start that lasted for more than 5 years until he had completed his course at the University of Nebraska.